Very dramatic, isn't it?
Very. Mm.
Well, you know why.
David Walliams versus the Thames.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, my darling.
Oh, how are you?
I'm okay, aching.
I bet.
Every part of my body aches for you.
Not for me.
Oh, no, because of the swimming.
What time did you get in the water this morning?
7, at Teddington.
Right.
And now I'm just coming up to Richmond Lock.
Are you excited because today is the last day?
I'm excited because I've had enough of swimming. I've swum already about 128 miles since Monday. I'll be honest with you, Chris, I'm kind of over swimming now. And I need to just have a nice lie down and be massaged by you.
Well, listen, don't you worry. My hands will be waiting for you when you at some... I mean, not maybe actually at the finish line, but yeah. I'll be waiting for you in spirit.
Well, what about body?
No. But listen, you... So are you, but mentally, how are you feeling? I know you're exhausted, but mentally, are you kind of like...
I'm going a little bit loopy.
You are going a bit loopy.
Yeah, because I've just been looking down at the dark water for sort of about 12 hours a day for a week. Not much human contact.
And how is that wind? It sounds very, very windy where you are.
Oh, well, I mean, it's incredibly windy.
Right.
But it's a windy morning.
Does that affect the swim?
Well, it depends if the wind is with me or against me, Chris.
Well, that's right.
I think it's coming in from the side, so it's probably not really neither here nor there.
Okay.
But if you swim into a big headwind, that can be really, really difficult because it pushes you back.
And how is the situation with the tides?
Well, I think I can swim for about another hour this morning, and then the tides are going to turn.
Right.
So I can't swim against the tide, even me, Chris. I can't swim against the tide. I'm not a superhero.
You're not. You're just a man.
I'm just a man. I'm one man, Chris, against the world. And then I've got to get out for a little bit, and then I'll get back in, and then hopefully I'll be at, coming under Westminster Bridge at about 6 o'clock tonight.
Wow.
Will you be there?
I will absolutely be with you in spirit.
Oh.
Right there.
We're looking forward to watching you on the One Show.
The what?
What will you be doing at 6 o'clock at St. Paul's?
Well, listen, don't you worry about that. You just concentrate on on you. You've raised a lot of money so far.
How much have I raised, Chris?
You've raised over £820,000.
That's not bad, is it, for a bit of swimming?
That's incredible. Good.
And we're going to do
Let's hope we can hit a million by the time I get out of the water tonight.
Well, that would be amazing. It would be an amazing achievement. I think it would be worthy of £1 million. We're going to ask everybody to give a pound or two now and see if we can get that total a little bit closer to a million. So what do you reckon now? Another hour of swimming and then you have to stop?
Another hour of swimming and then the tide turns.
Right.
And Mother Nature is a cruel... She's a cruel mistress, Chris.
Isn't she just?
And so she'll be pushing against me, so I have to stop.
Yes.
And relax. Do you come then? Do you come and massage me?
Well, you know, if I can be there, I will be... See, people are cheering.
People are cheering, Chris.
That's
people are
right.
cheering at the idea of you massaging me.
I don't know if they're cheering at that necessarily, or maybe they're just giving you support for your superhuman challenge.
Oh, I'm very tired, Chris.
Yeah, but listen, I always feel it's my job to kind of perk you up.
You could perk me up,
all right, not like that. Sure, but you're almost there.
I know. Well, I've got about 12 miles to go, I think. I think that's all. The last night I hit 125 miles, which was incredible. And now I'm in the tidal part of the Thames. So this is the part of the Thames, you know, most people in London know. So I'll be going on the Richmond Bridge, and then I'll be going past lots of Battersea Power Station and lots of London landmarks.
Wow. It's gonna be amazing. Great. And then you'll be on the final straight at that point. And with every second that you go, it's 1 second less for you to get to the finishing line.
David,
what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Right. Mm. You are saving Africa.
I know, Chris.
And parts of the UK.
Yeah.
But I'm just one man, Chris.
Yes, but you're looking at it this way. You saved Derby. Look at it that way.
I am.
Okay.
No, it's been amazing, and the public have been fantastic because, you know, the weather hasn't been great. The people have been out to cheer me on. And I saved a dog at the weekend.
No, you didn't.
A dog jumped in the water with me and then couldn't get out, and I saved it.
Oh, that was really nice.
One man, Chris.
You saved Africa and a dog.
I've saved Africa and a dog.
Wow. That's incredible. What breed of dog was it?
No, that's important.
A Labrador.
But the public, British public, probably more interested in the dog.
No, that's not true. They're probably
We're a nation of dog lovers, aren't we?
Probably equal, I would say.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Have you got a dog?
No.
Have you got a girlfriend at the moment?
I don't have a girlfriend or a dog.
Oh. Have you been dating?
I'm saving myself for you.
Well, you say that, but it's only in spirit.
Well, I think that's the best way. And then neither of us can be hurt.
What kind of girl are you looking for?
Kind of tall, darkish hair, good swimmer.
Mm.
David, this is your last day talking to us and trying to raise this money. Let's focus on you.
But I could dress up as a lady and me and Chris could go out.
Hang on a second. You dressed up as a lady? I don't think that would ever be a good idea.
Holding a wet Labrador in
you. If you're going to a premiere or something and you're short and you need a date...
Right.
I will gladly drag up for you.
Okay, well, I will bear that
in
mind.
I've never done it before.
No, I know. It would be weird.
It's not my kind of thing. I find it a bit yucky.
Would you
I'd do it.
Would you adopt a lady's voice?
Chris, if that's what you wanted, yes. I've never done it before, but if that floats your boat,
sure.
I will do it.
All right, well, thank you. That's very... You are just Mr. Generous. David... You have one.
Yeah.
You've got another hour, and then you get a break, and you can take some fuel on board, and then you've got one big fat push towards the finishing line, and you will have swam 140 miles of the Thames.
Yeah,
David Williams versus the Thames. You are going to beat the Thames, David Williams. You're going to beat the Thames.
Oh, I wish I could beat you, Chris.
Well, I'm sure that would be as strenuous, but. You are going to do it. The equivalent of 7 times the channel. You will have done 140 miles in 8 days. And fingers crossed, you will have raised a ridiculously incredible amount of money.
Oh, that's great. It's great. No, your listeners have been so, so generous.
All right, well, we're going to give it one more push now. 820,000. So 180,000 and you will have hit the million. Let's see how near to that we can get for you, Mr. David Williams, and Sport Relief. Right, go and get some. Go and get back in the water.
What song are you playing for me?
Oh yeah, what do you want?
Can I have Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia, Allard?
I'm on it.
He's on it.
Listen,
while we're looking for that, hold on 1 second. If you would like to give David Williams a pound of your money, then please do so. It's 140 miles in the Thames. He said to swim. He's not been very well. He's had a poorly tummy, which is the polite way of saying that he wasn't very well.
No.
And he's battling against the tide.
Exploded, Chris.
Yeah, all right, things exploded. If you would like to give David Williams £1, then we'll go to Sport Relief. Text the word SWIM to 70011. Cost a pound, plus your standard network message charge. And that whole pound goes to Sport Relief. You've got to be 16 or over, ask the bill pays permission. Full terms and conditions at the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's a pound. It's a pound.
It's only a pound.
If you can't afford it, that's fine. If you don't want to, that's fine. But if you can, if you've been impressed by what David's done, if David Williams has ever made you laugh, maybe you dated him for a while. Maybe you slept with him. Maybe you've had a drink with him. Maybe you've never met him, but you'd like to. Maybe what he's done has inspired you. Maybe what he's done hasn't inspired you, and you can't be bothered, and you're pleased that he's done it for you. then you can text the word swim.
It's not about me, it's about the people that money's helping, Chris.
That's right. It's the people. See, look how lovely he is. Yes, granted, he's odd, but he's an amazing man. And I, for one, have texted the word swim to 70011, and I'm sending it now.
And me.
There you go.
But could you give, like, a bigger amount of money? Because you get paid a fortune, taxpayers' money.
It's a terrible line. I can hardly hear you. Hello?
Everyone's sending it to the wrong number, not the Radio 1 number.
Yes, listen, here's the text number. Everybody listen. 70011. That's not Radio 1. That's the only one number you've got to send it to. You write the word swim. Send it to 70011. If you want to give us a 5e, you have to text 5 times. But it's worth it because it all goes to a good cause. Sport Relief will spend that not only in Africa, but also in the UK. So text the word swim, 70011, 70011. Thank you. Wow. David?
Mm.
You're going to do it.
Oh, God, Chris.
You're going to do it, David.
I hope so.
So do I.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Well, yeah, that's because...
That will ease.
Yeah, it will ease, actually. It'll be fine.
Where are you hurting most? There's an obvious question. I imagine it's your arms, is it? But
my arms, yeah. My arms are just like sort of blocks of lead. So, it's hard. And also, I've been bitten by water fleas. There's loads of, you know, the vegetation. Yeah. There's loads of little fleas that live there, and they just kind of get onto you and bite you. So I look actually like I've got a terrible disease.
But look on the bright side, 63,000 calories burnt so far. Mm.
Yeah.
I know, it's a sort of extreme way of losing weight.
Yeah, not advisable, but still.
No.
All right, well, listen, you've done an amazing thing, and you still are. You've got 1 hour left, then you get a break, and then it's your final push. You can do it, David. You will get all the way. Yeah. And I want to tell you one more thing.
Mm.
If you're struggling at any point today, and your arms just feel like they're made of concrete, and you can't push anymore, and you're thinking to yourself, I just need to stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, David. I want you to think of me. I want you to think of my voice.
Okay.
I want you to imagine that I'm swimming next to you. Yeah, no, it's not like that, right? I want you to imagine I'm swimming next to you. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi in your ears. David.
Oh, yes.
David, you can do it. You will reach the finishing line, and people will cheer your name for miles. You will have saved Africa and parts of the north of England.
And a dog.
And you've saved a dog. And that dog will be forever grateful.
Mm.
So don't give up, David. Push harder and harder. And I want this song to be in your brain.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, David.
I think I love you.
Well, I know I do. So, as
thank you for your support.
You are. Oh, you're more than welcome. All right. So this. Oh, he's off. You're right there.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
All right. We're going to play this for you now, and just say,
thank you, Chris.
That finishing line is going to get nearer and nearer.
Love you, darling.
Love you, David. Well done.
Bye. 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 Good night.